Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Bavano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Murder at Red Clay Bend. Blake Duncan had a sanctimonious face and the heart of a demon. For a long time, he occupied an honored place as the banker in the western town of Clay Forks, the while he secretly headed one of the most vicious gangs ever to plunder and murder. It was a very little thing, seen only by the sharp eyes of the Cisco Kid, that finally gave Blake Duncan away. Our story opens in the Clay Forks Cafe. A hulking brute of a man named Sid Grants is playing poker with young Jim Duncan, 20-year-old nephew of Blake. Grants is deliberately goading the boy.
Well, what you got, kid? I'm calling.
Aces over kings.
Ah, you played this game before, huh?
What do you mean by that remark, Grants?
You know how to slip them cards off the bottom, squirt.
You take that back.
Don't reckon I will. What are you going to do about it?
Why,
you big... I'll show you! That'll
beat your brains out.
Look out! Let go! All right, I'll slug you too, mister!
Quick! Make way, you army! Let me get in there! Busting up furniture. What's the matter with you buzzards? Who started this fight?
Young Jim Duncan started it, Sheriff.
Hey, what about that, Jim?
Well, I had reason.
What was the reason?
Never mind, Sheriff. I'm not squealing on anybody. I'll settle my own differences.
Yeah, the trouble with you young whippersnappers that come out here from the east, you think you can run everything. And I'm getting sick of it.
Howdy, Mr. Duncan.
Oh, how do, Rory? You want to see me?
Yeah, if you got a minute.
Come right in here. I manage to maintain two small offices, even in this little bank. Go right in, Rory. Just let me glance out of this window to be sure nobody's listening. No. No, the coast is clear. We can talk.
It worked, Mr. Duncan.
Sid Grand's got Jim into a fight?
Yeah, just as you planned it.
The more of a reputation for hot-headedness and wildness my nephew gets, the better.
The sheriff came in and grabbed Jim. Mm. Gave him a talking to. Then Jim said he was going for a ride out along the river.
Mm, yes, well done, Rory. Now, we'll carry out the rest of the plan immediately. When Jim returns this afternoon, capture him and hold him until tomorrow morning.
Right, Mr. Duncan.
You will hold up the stage at Red Clay Bend tomorrow. Afterwards, you will drop one of Jim's gloves at the scene of the holdup.
And then what?
And then let the boy go free.
You're going to be on the stage.
I am. And Rory.
Yeah?
Be sure a murder is committed. Kill one of the passengers.
You're sure going to a lot of trouble so you can get young Jim's inheritance, Mr. Duncan. You're his guardian. Why don't you just have him killed and be done with it?
I do things in my own way, Rory. Get busy.
Cisco, we not do nothing.
It is nice here, Dr. Camp Pancho. Are you not content to lie on the bank of the river and look into the water?
Si, Cisco, Pancho like that, but...
But what, Chico?
The United States Marshal asked us to come here and do something, no?
Si, he asked us to try to break up the gang that is terrorizing this county.
Mm-hmm.
But before we try to do that, Pancho, we must know the county, the trails.
We know the trails very good, Who this rider, Cisco? Look, he's a rider, right?
Why, looks like young Jim Duncan, Pancho.
Oh, see, he been out here to our camp 2 times now, no?
See, we first met him when he was out this way hunting antelope.
Uh-huh.
He's a fine boy, Pancho.
Oh, he's a good boy.
See.
Ho.
Buenos dias, Señor Jim.
Buenos dias, Señor Jim.
Hello, Cisco, Pancho. Say, Cisco, would you mind showing me how you draw and fire?
Why, no, Señor Jim, but why, may I ask, do you want me to show you?
Out in this country, you can't tell when you might need to know.
Sometimes it's good not to know, Señor Jim.
Have you been having trouble with someone?
Not much. I got into a fight in a cafe when a man named Sid Grant accused me of cheating at poker.
You cheating? I know you too well for that. I remember that name, Sid Grant. Come over this way, Señor Jim. Pancho, put a small piece of wood on that tree stump, if you will.
Yes, Cisco.
Now, Señor Jim, when I count to three, we will each draw and fire at that piece of wood. Then I will show you my draw.
Piece of wood on the stump, Cisco. Pancho, get out of the way.
Gracias, Pancho. Are you ready, Señor Jim?
Yeah.
Very well. 1, 2, 3.
Whew. Why, Cisco, you knocked that wood off there before my gun was halfway out of the holster.
It's easy, no?
I don't see how anybody can draw that fast.
I hope you will never have to try, Señor Jim. Remember this. When a man gets a reputation as a gunfighter, from then on he never has one moment of peace.
Somebody always want to get him.
Oh, I ain't planning to be a gunfighter. I just want to know how to protect myself. Well, much obliged, Cisco. I'll be riding on now.
We're always glad to have you come here, Señor Jim.
Thanks. See you later.
Adios.
Yeah. Adios. He's a fine boy, Cisco.
Say, but I do not like this gunfighting business. I only hope Señor Jim is not getting ideas.
We'll wait for him right here, Sid.
All right.
You'll have to come back to town by this trail.
Hey, a couple of you hombres, get these horses out of sight.
Yeah, and don't forget to put on your mask. We don't want him to recognize any of us. And don't do any talking. We'll hide on each side of this trail in the bushes. When the squirt comes along, we'll jump him and gun whip him.
You know, I don't see the point of taking him to that holdup tomorrow, Rory.
We're taking him so the holdup and the murder can be pinned on him, Grant. He ain't going to take part in it. He'll be tied and gagged.
Oh, just so Duncan can get the kid's money, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Duncan's his guardian. And when the kid gets of age, he'll be coming into most $250,000.
Well, we get any cut of that?
We sure do. Hey, here he comes. I get down and out of sight. Let the horse get a little bit past so he won't rear up. Now keep quiet.
Steady, boy. Steady. There's nothing the matter.
Oh. Now.
Look out! Let go! Let go, I say!
Gun whip him!
That does it, Rory.
All right. Tie him tight. We'll keep him out in the hills tonight. One of you hombres catch his horse. So far, so good.
Today we ride to the town, Cisco, no?
Si. Today we will start to get acquainted with more people and listen to what they have to say.
And the bandidos we're after, not suspectors, whoever the bandidos are.
Well, whether they do or not, we'll keep our eyes open, amigo.
Pancho always keep Pancho's eyes open. Except when Pancho is asleep.
What the? Gunshots, Pancho.
Long distance away, too.
Si. Look, Pancho.
Wait.
Stagecoach. Huh? See it? Away over there.
Stagecoach run fast for the town.
It is supposed to be going the other way. Pancho, let us get over there quickly. It might be a holdup. Up there, come on.
Go, now.
Yeah, you say the other passenger was killed, Mr. Duncan?
Yes, he was, Sheriff. Shot down in cold blood.
You was a passenger yourself, huh?
Yes. The hold-up man took all my money and my watch.
Yeah, how come he didn't gun you down, too?
I don't know. Probably because I said nothing. The other passenger objected. Sheriff. This sort of outrage must be stopped.
Yeah, I'll do what I can, Mr. Duncan. Here's Red Clay Bend. They say it happened here.
Yes. Say, who are those men?
Yeah, that's the Cisco Kid and his partner.
Tell them to stand back, Sheriff. They might obliterate a clue.
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah, howdy, Cisco. Poncho?
Buenos dias, señor Sheriff.
Buenos dias, señor Sheriff.
You two men get back, away from that trail.
See, and why should we, señor?
There's been a stagecoach hold up here, and the sheriff is looking for clues. Stand back.
Well, let's not make a fuss, Mr. Duncan. Shake hands with the Cisco Kid and Poncho. Mr. Duncan's a banker in Clay Fork.
Buenos dias, señor.
Buenos dias, señor.
What's that right there by the edge of that bush?
Looks to me like a glove, señor Duncan.
Let's have a look at that, Sheriff.
Poncho not like his hombre, Cisco.
I do not care for his manner myself, Poncho. Mm-hmm. But let us not judge him too hastily. Come, let us walk over there.
Yeah, well, this is something to go on.
Oh, great Scott. Yeah,
what's the matter, Mr. Duncan?
That glove,
What about it?
Why, I... nothing, Sheriff, nothing.
Well, come on, you know whose it is?
Why, it looks very much like one of my nephew's gloves.
Well, you saw the hold-up man. You heard him talk.
Yes, I thought there was something familiar about him. Of course, he was masked. Oh, this is terrible.
You mean you think it was Jim?
Sheriff, I have no alternative but to think so.
That boy not hold up the stage, Cisco?
I would not think so, Poncho.
But, Matamir, he won't know how to draw on fire, Cisco.
I am thinking of that myself, amigo. But again, let us not form conclusions ahead of time.
There he is, the boy, Sheriff. Sheriff, I got a report to make to you.
You can make it from the jail, young man. I'm arresting you on suspicion of hold up and murder.
Hold up and murder? What are you talking about?
Put the handcuffs on him, deputy.
No, no, what's the idea?
Is this your glove, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, that's mine. Where'd you find it?
We'll talk it over at the jail.
But look, Sheriff, hold up and murder. Uncle Blake, help me out, will you?
Unfortunately, Jim, I'm forced to conclude.
I can't not understand this, Cisco.
Neither can I at the moment, but something is very wrong, Poncho. And we are going to find out just exactly what it is.
But it's not going to be easy for Cisco and Poncho to find out the truth. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Murder at Red Clay Bend. Plotting to get his nephew's inheritance money when the boy Jim Duncan comes of age, Blake Duncan, banker and ostensibly the leading citizen of Clay Forks, pinned a stagecoach holdup and murder onto Jim. Happening along, Cisco and Poncho learn some of the details. Because he has met young Jim and likes him, Cisco is determined to get to the truth of the matter. Now, in the sheriff's office.
I would like to talk with the boy, Sheriff.
Well, all right, Cisco.
After I have asked you a question or two. First, where is the stage driver?
Hank Louder. Well, I've already talked to him.
Do you mind if I talk with him?
Well, not at all. He's at the stage station just down the street.
Poncho, go tell him you want to see him, Sheriff. Huh?
Yeah, would you do that, Poncho?
Did Poncho do that?
Do you think Senor Jim is guilty, Sheriff?
I don't know what to think, Cisco. But I got evidence.
If he were guilty, I doubt that he would ride directly to the sheriff's posse at the scene of the crime.
Well, I thought of that, too. But that cock and bull story he is about being knocked over the head and kept in the hills all last night don't ring true.
Well, it could happen, Sheriff. But we will let that go for the moment. Who is this Sid Grant's young Jim had the fight with in the cafe?
Oh, Sid works around town here. Mostly works out on Mr. Duncan's ranch.
What is he like?
Well, he likes to gamble and carry on a lot, but I never had no real trouble with Grants.
Here the stage driver, Cisco.
Want to see me again, Sheriff?
The Cisco Kid here would like to ask you a question or two, Hank.
Sure.
Tell me, do you know Senor Jim Duncan?
Yeah, I know him.
In your opinion, was he the holdup man?
Well, I don't know, Cisco. Hard to say where a fella's got a mask on. He was about the size of Jim.
Did you hear him speak?
Sure did.
Well?
It didn't sound to me like Jim Duncan's voice, but then I ain't no judge. Mr. Duncan ought to know, but he's the boy's uncle. He says it was Jim's voice.
But you do not think so?
Well, no, I don't.
One more question. Was the hold-up man wearing gloves?
No, he wasn't.
Gracias, Senor Hank. That is all.
Yeah, much obliged, Hank.
All right.
Now you want to see Jim, Cisco?
I think not, Senor Sheriff. At least not just yet. I have changed my mind. If you have no objections, Pancho and I will just look the town over.
Come in. Yes, Roy.
Thought I better tell you, Mr. Duncan. Cisco Kidd's over in the sheriff's office.
Is that so?
I don't like it. That hombre's got a brain like a steel trap, and he ain't afraid of nothing.
Yes, I've heard of Cisco. I'm not worrying.
Yeah, but suppose Cisco starts nosing around.
You should know what to do in that case, Rory. However...
Who's that?
Now, keep calm, Rory, keep calm. Come in.
Senor Duncan, I would like a few words with you, please.
Quite a few, no?
Why, of course. Pray sit down.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, senor.
Oh, this is my ranch foreman, Rory Wills. Cisco and,
Pancho.
Yes.
Howdy.
Proceed, Cisco.
Senor Duncan, I am convinced your nephew is not guilty.
I do hope you're right.
Do you know of anyone who would try to pin the guilt on him?
Why, no. No, indeed.
Senor Duncan, I am told you very seldom travel by stage. Is that true?
Now, wait a minute here.
You wait, hombre.
What are you trying to say?
I am talking to Senor Duncan, not you.
I'm talking to you.
Be quiet, Roy.
Also, senor, how is it that you noticed that glove so quickly out at the scene of the holdup?
Hey, thunder, that's enough. I'll throw these hombres out of here.
All right.
Cisco's trying to pin this on you, Mr. Duncan. I'll show him.
You grab Cisco, you grab the wrong one, hombre.
Since you ask for trouble, you may have it.
How'd you like the feel of the floor, huh?
Now that's enough. I'll have no brawls in my office.
We are leaving, Senor Duncan. But I think we will see you soon again.
Get up, Rory.
Oh, Cisco's got us spotted, sure as blazes.
I'm inclined to agree with you. And here's the plan now. Have Sid Grant start a fight with Cisco about dark. Call the sheriff. And when the sheriff leaves the jail...
Yeah?
You'll have the boys all ready to storm the jail and take my nephew out.
Yeah, then what?
Dead men can't talk, Rory. Lynch him.
Cisco, you just about tell those hombres you suspect them.
Si, I meant to let them think that, Pancho. Now, the next move will be theirs.
You think you know the killers?
Si, I do.
Who? Tell Pancho. Who? Tell
Pancho. One called Rory.
Rory?
Did you not notice, Pancho, there was dried red clay on his boots?
I not notice, no.
The only clay like that around here is at the scene of the holdup.
We're going to the cafe?
Si. Men do a great deal of talking in cafes, amigo. We might learn something. Ah, here. This table will do very nicely. From here, we can also look out under the street. But I do not like the looks of things, Pancho.
Pancho like the looks of the food, Cisco.
There's no time to think of food. Those groups of men out on the street, they are up to something.
So he's the Cisco Kid, huh? He don't look like such a much.
Don't get him, Grant.
Big hombre come this way, Cisco.
Si, that other hombre called him Grants. And Grants is the one Senor Jim had the trouble with.
Yeah, they tell me you're a great fighter, Cisco.
Watch him, Cisco. Watch him.
You're going to have to prove it.
Very well, then I will.
Get the sheriff. Beat your head off.
You and I are not of the same mind, Dominic.
All right, boys, let's get started. Over to the jail. Right.
Santos, so that is what it is. This fight is only a cover-up. Pancho,
si.
Run to meet the sheriff. Tell him to get back to that jail.
Yes, si, yes, go.
Go back to your jail. Go back. Quick, go back.
I'm going to end this fight, hombre.
Yeah.
So that I can get over to that jail before that mob does. And I will end it by picking you up and throwing you through that window like this.
stop the sheriff, Cisco. We come back to the jail.
Bueno, Pancho.
Yeah, that mob's coming right here, Cisco.
See, is there a back door to the jail, Sheriff?
No, only the front entrance.
Get the boy out of that cell. Bring him here to the door, Sheriff.
Why, inside of that mob?
See, when I tell you to, not before. Is your deputy here?
No, but there's Hank Louder, the stage driver. Hank used to be a deputy. Hey, Hank, come over here.
All right, Sheriff. Guess I know what you want. Some help in holding off that mob. Hand me that shotgun.
Good for you, Senor Hank. You stand on that side of the door. Pancho on the other.
Here, Cisco.
All right.
Sheriff, get Senor Jim out of that cell.
Yeah, I guess I better. All right.
Draw your guns, Pancho. I will draw mine.
Come on. Hurry.
Quieto, señores. That is close enough.
Get out of the way.
Stand where you are. Now listen to me, all of you. There will be no lynching here. There are many of you. There are only three of us. But if you try to storm this jail, some of you are going to get hurt from these bullets of ours.
Let's lynch that blasted Cisco kid, too.
Yeah. I will talk to you in a moment, Coyote. Señores, listen again to me. Most of you are good citizens of this town. But among you are bandidos who have talked you into coming here to do something you would be sorry for the rest of your lives. I want you to see the boy you came here to lynch. Sheriff, bring Senor Jim to the door.
Well, all right, Cisco.
Now, not so many of you called for a lynching. I give you my word, senores. Senor Jim did not commit that murder, nor did he rob that stagecoach.
Hold it!
Hey, you, the hombre called Rory. Step forward.
What you talking about?
Do as I say, you major coyote. I'm out in front of these men. Come on. Now, raise your kerchief up over your nose and mouth. Quickly.
Easy, Cisco. There.
Hold your right hand out in front of you as if you held a gun.
Now, what's the idea?
Senor Hank, you were at that holdup. Now what do you think?
Well, no doubt about it now, boys. Rory Wills is a man.
Why, you?
Stop where you are, hombre.
Let me at Hank. He lies.
Very well. Then I will stop you.
Cisco hit him, they go down, no?
Get up on your feet, you. Now, you are in danger of your life right now, hombre. Who told you to hold up that stage?
It was Mr. Duncan. He wanted the kid out of the way so he could get his inheritance.
Duncan, I'm in the edge of the crowd, Cisco. He'll run away now.
I see him, Pancho. Do not let the sober get away.
Sir, stay back. I'll kill you, Cisco. I'll kill you.
You would not kill anyone, Duncan. All you can do is order your own nephew killed by lynching. Do not like to hit anyone, but this is going to be a pleasure. Stay where you are, Obrey. The law plays no favorites. So we will leave this to the law. Senor Sheriff, the handcuffs for these two killers.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
So the Duncan hombre is the leader of the bandido gang, huh?
Si, that is true, Pancho, he was. But no one suspected him.
You suspected him?
I began to when I saw him pick up that glove. And his amazement when he said it was his nephew's glove was not convincing.
You not think he's the killer, though, huh?
Many of his stamps seldom kill with their own hands, amigo. They ordered the killings done. So when I saw the dried red clay on that Rory hombre's boots and found out that he worked for Duncan, but why go into all that?
Why?
The matter is all settled.
See, we talk of something else, Cisco. We talk of Salvador.
Salvador?
Uh-huh.
Who is Salvador?
Salvador, a neighbor of Pancho's Uncle Jose. He lived 5 miles away.
What is Salvador like, Pancho?
Oh, Salvador smart, Cisco.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, see, Salvador smart like anything. And one night, Salvador come and call on Uncle Jose.
Came to call, see.
See, and while Salvador there, it begin to rain.
Hot, see.
And Uncle Jose look out the window, he say, it rain all night, Salvador, and you stay here, no?
And what did Salvador say to that, Pancho?
He say, gracias, and Salvador stay. And then he go out the house and come back 2 hours later.
Came back 2 hours later?
Oh, it was wet like the river.
But where did he go, amigo?
That's what Uncle Jose asked Salvador.
And what did Salvador say?
He say, I go home to get a nightshirt.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's cold. Bravo,
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, The Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.